Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
High noon in the District of Columbia on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. We are live in Baltimore, Maryland. USAA presents Radio Row in advance of tomorrow's Army-Navy game and fired up to have Mike Mayock join the show. Mike, what's up, man?
How you guys doing?
Good. So we did this last year.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Jaden Daniels and the red-hot Washington Commanders.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're doing it this year, and they are not red-hot.
You know, this NFL, man, it eats its young.
Yes.
And I did the playoff games. I did the first one at Tampa, and I was blown away by that rookie quarterback came in and completely unfazed. Made plays in the fourth quarter, win a football game. Mm-hmm. Now you got to go on the road again to Detroit. I think one of the most difficult places to play in the league. And he does it again. He stands on his head. Nothing fazes him. And my take on the kid is, you know, coming into this season is I had four franchise quarterbacks. And then there's a group of like 5 to 12 you can win a Super Bowl with, but they're not going to put you on your back and carry you there. Mm-hmm. And I had Jaden Daniels off to the side because I was like, he was a franchise quarterback last year. But you got to do it more than 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the way I look at it. I don't know, you the same way
yeah.
with that?
Yeah.
You got to do it more than 1 year. And you look at his build, and that was one of the things that the scouts were talking about. You know, coming out of school was just how slight he is. He hasn't taken a lot of big hits in college, but that's going to be his durability and how he's able to answer that, I think, is ultimately going to be his legacy, number one in the league, and number two, Washington's legacy.
Totally.
People talk about, like, guys gaining weight.
Yeah.
Guy that's built like he is. Like, I've seen people, oh, you get 30, 40 more pounds, then he wouldn't be able to be the guy he is. I look at him at about 10 pounds.
Yeah.
If he goes about 10 pounds heavier in the right way, I think he can withstand it. Just still, you protect yourself because Ben Roethlisberger was huge. He got hurt eventually.
Yeah.
He got hit too much. How do you think a guy go about doing that? Just not that big, but how much can you put on and not lose something?
You know, I look at him a little bit like Lamar coming out of Louisville. Right, and Lamar's in plus or minus year 8 now, and he's beat up. And I don't want to put – because I did their game on Thanksgiving night, Baltimore's, and he looked like a different guy to me. He's had a lot of lower body stuff. And Lamar's similar in that they're the only two guys I ever said to coming out of college, you know, how fast are you? And the answer is as fast as I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can run I can run away from defensive tackles. I can run away from corners. It's just as fast as I need to be, both those guys. Lamar looks like a different guy to me this year, and I hope he's okay physically. So take that and look now at Jaden, 10 pounds makes sense to me. His frame isn't going to allow a lot more. And even if you did more than plus or minus 10 pounds, it's not going to be effective.
Right.
Yeah. Right? That's not happening. So I think for him, it's a matter of getting healthy in the offseason, and it's a matter of him and the coaching staff reinstituting. And I think he has slid a lot. He has tried to get away.
Yeah.
But he's got to be really cognizant of when to go down, how to go down. When the down is over, which I think is hard when you're a competitor with great legs. When's the down over when you're in the pocket?
Sure.
Are you better off just flipping the ball out of bounds and not taking a hit? Or are you better off taking three hits, trying to get away and make a special play? And that's a hard thing to differentiate because that's what makes them special.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to take away what makes them special from the kid.
You know, it's funny. We talk so much about Jaden, understandably. But I think this season for Washington has revealed real warts outside of Jaden. When you look at the Commanders roster and the number of vets they've got on expiring deals, like, what do you think? You were an NFL GM. Like, you've been in those chairs. What do you think Adam Peters' top priority needs to be this offseason?
Yeah, I think coming into this year, I agreed with what he did because he's coming off one game from the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So you're trying to double down and go all in. So you want those vets back, especially on defense. Guys getting older, you want them back. You can't let Terry McLaurin get out of the building.
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, you know, that whole thing turned into an injury-riddled season for him, even though I think, you know, he's 30 years old and there's a real decline for receivers when they get there. Not everyone, but, you know, and he had the injury problem. So, in all honesty, they got to get young. They're one of the – are they the oldest team in the league? They're one of the oldest, if not the oldest. You know, they got a lot of places where, you know, linebacker, edge, you know, defensively and on that offensive line, for me, they got to get younger.
We're talking with NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock, former GM of the Raiders. If Washington's probably going to finish with a top five pick – maybe top seven, but we'll see how the season shakes out. I know this isn't maybe the strongest quarterback class, but if you were running Washington and you know they don't have a lot of draft capital because of some of these trades to acquire veterans,
right,
would you be looking to move back?
Every draft's a little different, and we don't even know who's declared yet.
Right.
However, philosophically, if you're sitting somewhere in the top 10 and you have an ability to move back, you'd love to. My first year in 2019 with the Raiders, we were at four. Because I inherited a four-win team. We're sitting there at four. I was dying to move back. So I tried to trade up to two to get Nick Bosa, and San Francisco laughed at me. I tried to trade up to three with the Jets to get Quinnen Williams. Same result. And I had spent a bunch of time on the phone prior to the draft trying to talk teams about moving down. Mm-hmm. Why do teams move up or down? The teams are only moving up to get a player. Right, and it's typically in the top 10, it's typically a quarterback.
Yeah.
And that year, the only quarterback was Kyler Murray, and he went one.
Right.
So there was no reason for any – like, I was praying he would fall to four and we could trade out. Obviously didn't happen. So it's really more about, A, philosophically, yeah. If you can get out of that pick, it makes a ton of sense to acquire multiple picks.
Sure.
I always tell people, though, you got to have somebody willing to work with.
100%.
You know, just
two to tango.
Yeah, just because you want to do it don't mean somebody. I hear fans on, they call it all the time with these astronomical things to do. But if somebody is not there to work with you, you can't do it.
It's like asking Susie Q to the prom, and she says no. Well, okay. Well, it takes two. Well,
now, then, I want to go with them, but she don't want to go with me.
Yeah, exactly. Now I got to go to the next one. Hey, do you want to come?
There
you go.
Mike Mayock joining us here at USAA's Radio Row in advance of tomorrow's Army-Navy game. Let's zoom out from Washington because they're not going to be a contender this year. We know that. We were having this debate the other day. Who do you think ends up winning the MVP this year?
Pooh. That's funny. I haven't even thought about that. I'm so into, like, the teams and what's going on there. Give me your favorites. Give me some favorites,
and I'll react to
Stafford, Drake May, kind of the two heavies. And then depending how Buffalo closes out, Allen's played really well too.
Yeah. The thing I hate about the MVP is it's always a hot quarterback. But, you know, but New England's ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, May's done a hell of a job. I would be a Matthew Stafford guy in that group. I love what they're doing. I love how they're doing it. He's 37 years old, had a bad back coming in.
Yeah.
And I think going into the postseason, B. Mitch, you could talk about this a little bit, but when you get in the playoffs, despite what we just said about Jaden Daniels, it helps to be a veteran, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think Stafford's won a Super Bowl. He's the kind of guy that if they get into that into the playoffs healthy, Matthew Stafford's a guy just say watch out for. He can win it. He's won a Super Bowl already, and he's playing at the peak of his game mentally.
Absolutely.
I think when you look at him, like he has 11 touchdowns more passing and less interceptions than Drake May.
He's been phenomenal.
And their schedule has been a little tougher.
Yeah, I don't think they ask as much of Drake May, what you're saying. Yes. I think they do a great job in New England with Vrabel kind of deflecting what he has to do now. I think it's awesome, though, because they're developing him. To me, the development piece of the draft is huge. You know, and that's why quarterbacks like Sam Darnold, you know, all these regenerated quarterbacks, Daniel Jones, Geno Smith, like people are going, where'd they come from? Well, they were always talented, but they didn't have the right fit.
Right.
And now guys are getting out of these guys some of their talents. So that's at every position too.
So you brought up Darnold.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, the Seahawks, the Rams look fantastic. Yeah. And the AFC, it's kind of the upstarts in the Broncos and the Patriots with the best records. Who do you think is the best team in football right now?
You know, a year ago, I would rattle off four or five teams and tell you who the best was. And I, in my head, I knew it was Philly and Kansas City from this point on. Mm-hmm. This year is a completely different animal to me. It's the NFC West, and there's three teams there. You know, everybody forgets about San Francisco with 9 wins, and they're well-coached, and they've got their quarterback back, and you better watch out for them as we get closer to playoff time. But, you know, Darnold didn't play as well at the end of last year, so you don't know what that's going to look like, and I'm excited to see that with him. L.A., to me, is the team in the NFC because I think the two divisions are the NFC West and the NFC North. And in the North, you got the Packers, Bears, and Lions. The Lions are, like last year, they're beat up on the defensive side of the ball. They just lost Brian Branch, their best defensive back, and really leader of that team. They're going to have to fight an uphill battle stopping people. They just put 44 on Dallas 2 weeks ago, so you know they're explosive, right? So can Green Bay play to level with Love consistently? And I think Love and Darnold are similar, that they can go up and down a little bit. You know, and in the playoffs, you can't do that. You got to stay up.
Stay up.
You know, so I guess my answer to you would be probably the Rams in the NFC, just because of what we talked about with the MVP and Darnold being the most consistent.
What's the bigger surprise for you? I think both the Chiefs and the Ravens have the same record at 6-7. Which one of those two is the? I mean, because think about it, we're in Baltimore. Yeah. They were talking Super Bowl going into this.
Yeah, sure.
Kansas City's been in the Super Bowl the last 5 years or whatever.
People ask me in the offseason about the Chiefs' odds, and I was like, until you know, to me, they're always the champ, the AFC champ. Like, until you beat the champ's involved.
There you go.
And because of Andy Reid, because of Patrick Mahomes, and because of Steve Spagnuolo, to me, they're always in it. And they're almost mathematically eliminated. So I'm really surprised by that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Last one.
Pack and come back, though.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, man, he's done now. That's 1 year, bro.
Right.
He got something left.
I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm with you.
You think Dallas has any shot of catching Philly in the East?
The way Philly's playing, it's looking a little more like 23 than 24.
Yeah.
Because of that tie game, you know, Dallas. I looked at Dallas' schedule this morning, and it's totally doable. I mean, Dallas could run the table. Mm-hmm. And if they do, Philly's going to have to win 3 of their last 4 to get to 11 wins, because Dallas will be 10-6-1 at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I don't know if Philly's going to win 3 or not. They got Buffalo. They got Washington twice.
Mm-hmm. Getting the Raiders
helped.
And the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders helped this week, for sure. Yeah.
Mike, thank you for the time, as always.
Appreciate it.
Really appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Always good.
Hey,
good to see you, man.
You sign this football, we're going to try to do a giveaway with this football.
Oh, yeah. For me, you'll get about 39 cents. So you better get Mitch on there.
We'll have to get him to sign
it. Got to get him on there, or it ain't worth anything.
Well, thank you for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Always
cool
my
that you're
pleasure.
Here supporting USAA and the Army-Navy game.
For
man.
Sure. 100%. All right. Thanks,
take
boys.
Care, dude.
Appreciate
thank
it, guys.
You. Mike Mayock, just tremendous stuff there. And I think it's so good to get the perspective of a guy that's been in the chair.
Yeah.
Of, you know, because we're going to have Commanders fans when we finally get to draft talk. And let's not do it till January.
Oh, they're going
to
lose it.
Everybody's going to want to trade down. And it's so easy to say trade down.
But you can say trade down, but it has to be the right right deal. And then you got to have somebody that's willing to work with you. If somebody doesn't want to work, come up, how the hell you trade down? And you have to look at that. And I said every time somebody says it, trade down, trade down, trade down. With who?
Right.
Okay. Well, somebody going to want to trade down. You don't know that. If they come to you with a deal that makes sense, you do it. If they don't, you got to pick the best player at that position and hope he hits.
Totally.
You know, that's the whole thing about this whole draft thing is a crapshoot. If you pick the best guy, he may be the best. He may not be. If you move down, you may pick three other guys that may be horrible. If you stay with Edge, you may be a guy that may be great. You know what I mean? So you don't know how it's going to work. And the ultimate thing is whatever you do, find out what your criteria is and pick a guy that fits it, no matter where you're picking them at.
I don't expect this, but you know the best thing that could happen for Washington?
What?
Arch Manning declares for the draft. Because right now, you're talking about three top 10 guys. And whether they should or shouldn't is a different debate. Quarterbacks get overdrafted. Mm-hmm. Mendoza's regarded as the top quarterback prospect, the Indiana quarterback. Kid, yeah. He's got some stuff to him. And he's prototypical size, 6'5", 230. Like that, it's everything you dream of in a quarterback, right? Then the kid at Oregon is good. That dude is an accurate passer, mm-hmm. Dante Moore. I think he'll be the next QB off the board. Also has the size you look for, 6'3", 210. And if you look at the mocks and you talk to the draft people, it looks like the Bama quarterback, Ty Simpson, is going to go mm-hmm. too. And he'd be a top five, top 10 guy. Washington's probably, if the draft was today, they'd be the sixth pick. We'll see where this lands when we get to the finish line.
If Arch were to declare where you think he'll go, you think he's top four? I mean, I know he's had some okay games. He had no spectacular games.
He finished strong. He was good in that A&M game. He was really good in that A&M game.
I mean, but
game.
Like, you played 13 games, and you give me good in that A&M game. Where was his spectacular game at?
I got a take that you may laugh at me about.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Arch goes, I wouldn't be shocked if he goes one overall. I wouldn't be shocked.
Because of his family history?
I think that
right there.
I think people will bet on the upside.
Okay.
I mean, we see it in the NBA all the time where the best player isn't the guy that gets picked the highest, right?
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing about it. I don't compare football and basketball ever. Basketball, one guy, if he hits, he can be the guy offensively and defensively on the court at the same time. If that quarterback don't hit and you take him high, you screw your whole team up.
I hear you. In his last four for Arch, he went 389, 251, 328, 346. What is that? 11 touchdowns against two picks. Mm-hmm. In the A&M game, he was better on the ground. I don't know, but I just – what I know for sure is that if he declares, it's good for Washington because they're not in the quarterback market. The more quarterbacks mm-hmm. you get, draftable quarterbacks, really, really high, that would help their ability to move back. But I also want to be clear, if Washington, say they land at six and they love Caleb Downs from mm-hmm. Ohio State, take him. If it's a blue chip player that can change your program.
And that's what I'm saying. You pick the guy. You don't worry about the more picks. Everybody like, go get more picks.
They had five top 100 2 years ago. How'd that go?
I hear our fans right now saying, move down, get more picks. But I flip the page and I see the same fans complaining about all the picks that they don't think worked. So what difference does it make?
Totally. Urban Meyer, national championship winning coach with the Gators and the Buckeyes. Urban Meyer should be joining us next here live, Radio Row, Baltimore, Maryland, at USAA's Army-Navy Radio Row. You're listening to Be Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live. Baltimore, Maryland, Radio Row, USAA sponsoring a great event here in advance of tomorrow's Army-Navy game. Whole bunch of people walking around. Mark Ingram is here. Annie Agar was just fantastic. If you missed our interview with Annie at 11, she's just a really nice woman. Mike Mayock just provided a ton of insight. I think Robert Griffin III is going to join us. I saw a big cowboy hat. I know Robert's in the building. It's going to be fun. We do have some news out of Ashburn. We are waiting to kind of see here what Washington's going to do this weekend. Terry and Debo had rest days today. It looks like Terry had a rest day. It looks like Debo has an illness. I would assume both are good to go for Friday.
Yeah, Friday you don't get much physical stuff out of them anyway.
So. Right. Dan Quinn was also asked about Jaden Daniels, and DQ made it clear that his health will be the driving factor for his availability over the final three games. Also kind of interesting, Dan Quinn said they're looking to see more of Johnny Newton on the edge instead of just we've primarily seen him in the interior, but yeah. They're looking to get more of Johnny on the edge.
But then you're looking at Johnny, that's kind of like having who's the guy when he was in Denver? Only 5'11".
Elvis Dumervil. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You get a Johnny Newton on the edge, that low center of gravity, that could be a problem for some tall offensive linemen.
Absolutely. Right now, we are extremely excited to welcome in Mr. Urban Meyer to the program. You got so many championship rings. How do you decide which ones to wear?
Well, I was fortunate. This is the Hall of Fame ring.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I think I'm going to wear this one for a while. Very honored. That was this past weekend in Vegas. I went in with Coach Corvell, I believe his name was, and then Saban, and then some great football players. So a really, really great event.
That's really cool. You got to help our friend Brian Mitchell get one of those from the folks at Canton.
I'll take it.
He's deserving of one.
Brian Mitchell's a freaking baller, man.
For you to go into the Hall of Fame with Coach Saban when you guys were really the absolute pinnacle of the profession of college football for so long, what did that mean for you and Saban to do it together?
Yeah, we played each other four times, and Mark Ingram is here with me. He's my partner on our show and Fox Big Noon. And I'm biased, but I think the 08-09 Florida and Bama teams might be the two that maybe the best ever played.
Yeah.
When you look at the rosters, the NFL players, you know, I witnessed it. I stand on the sideline watching these great athletes go against each other, great football teams. So Coach Saban and I have always been really good friends, and we get along great. And, you know, we sat together at the banquet, and a big honor to go on with him.
Coach, people always see the players and getting ready to go each other and they talk about that competition. How much goes into it when you're going against a coach? I mean, against a coach like Coach Saban, guys that you know really, really can have their guys set up for everything you're going to try to do against them.
Yeah, I had a little tradition that I would come in on Sundays and I'd watch our game and put it in the books before our players came in, and I was special teams coordinator, so I'd watch that. And then I would throw in the special teams before I watched offense, defense of the team we're going to play, because that used to tell me if it's going to be a street fight or we're going to roll them pretty good. Mm-hmm. And teams that were really good on special teams, just that meant to me that was a really well-coached team. They do things the right way. And whenever you faced a Nick Saban team, I just knew it was coming. I turn on that film, I'd be like, damn, here we go again. Because his guy is, you know, obviously he is who he is. And he had great staff and great players. But I knew after an hour of watching that film, I'd be sick to my stomach for the rest of the week. It's a good feeling when you turn on that video and they were awful. That means we're getting ready to roll. That's not Saban.
Yeah, we break down games every week. I look at college football, pro, and people always talk about offense, defense. You mentioned special teams. And I always tell people, listen, that special team could throw the momentum to your side. What was it that made you think by looking at this special team?
Yeah, because you don't go to Ohio State or Alabama to, you know, you're Zeke Elliott, you're a five-star running back. You don't go to be on kickoff return, mm-hmm. to be in the front line or kickoff. But right. That's a means to an end. And I was a firm believer in field, of course you are. When talent becomes equated, that means when that team over there has what you have or better, it's going to come down to it's a field position game. And mm-hmm. Every time that ball was snapped in special teams, that's a 40-yard change of field position. And so I learned that at a young age when I was named special teams coordinator at Notre Dame, and I became a maniac about it. Mm-hmm. I put my best players on. We had a rule at Florida and Ohio State, you couldn't play offense or defense until you started on two special teams. That's how – and we were really good. Mm-hmm. Our special teams were phenomenal.
Sound like Joe Gibbs.
So a special teamer for you that has gone on to really great things and Terry McLaurin.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it – I mean, because he loves telling the story of you told him he had to work on his hands before he could come to Ohio State. Like, what does it mean for you to see his level of success that he's found in the NFL?
Yeah, he's always been an A1A person. He came to – from Fort Wayne, came to our camp, ran a 4.4, maybe even faster, and wasn't very big. And then he actually fought the ball at camp, and he comes in. And he'll tell you he had a bunch of big offers. He did not. and I said, hey, pal, you know, and he thought I was going to offer him. And I said, so did the receiver coach want him bad. And I said, hey, here's what I want you to do. We have another camp in 3 weeks. I want you to go 500 balls a day. I'll tell if you at least are working on it. If you're working on it, I'm going to offer you a scholarship. And he got pissed. And they left. I'm fine with it. He comes back, and he told me his mother, his father, his brother, you know, whoever he could get. He caught 500 balls a day, and I could tell immediately.
Yes.
So that's exactly what you got. And Terry McLaurin, here's the amazing thing. He'd be successful at whatever he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he's done playing, you watch what that young person does with his life. He's one of my favorite all-time players.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with former Ohio State, former Florida Gators head coach Urban Meyer here at Radio Row, USAA's Army-Navy Radio Row, live in Baltimore, Maryland. Coach, let's talk about the college football playoff. I mean, it's right around the corner here. I think too much gets made of not of who doesn't get in, and we don't talk enough about the games. Who do you think that isn't getting a bye could win it all?
That isn't getting a bye.
So not the top four, but that next group.
Let me think here. I think Miami, if there's I call Miami A and Miami B. Miami B is not very good.
Yeah. You know,
they throw in the Carson Beck throws interceptions. They're not very good. That's a team that I think if they can get by, they play who do they play?
I think they play A&M.
They play A&M, and then because the winner of that game is going to go play Ohio State, so I'm really interested in that one. I think also you got the Oklahoma, Alabama. You know, Alabama, I call them A and B as well.
Mm-hmm.
When Alabama A shows up, they're really good. When Alabama B shows up, they're just average. So those are the two teams I'd keep an eye on.
What about Oregon? What about the Ducks?
I missed that one. I'm sorry. I think
that's
Oregon.
Okay.
I think Oregon's a top four team. Absolutely. I'm looking at it now. So yeah, I think you know, the one thing about the playoffs, you know, you have the two smaller school teams in there. I don't think they are going to be able to get past the first round, but I'm not saying they shouldn't be in there. But other than those, I also cover Texas Tech. We covered
them
twice.
That's a good defense.
That's an SEC-looking team. I stood next to them on the sideline, and that's the one team out of that conference that I'm like, my gosh, that they look like it, and they play like an SEC team.
Coach, you got a chance to watch Indiana all year, and then, you know, I guess people hear Indiana football, they don't give them much credence. You've watched them. What are your thoughts on them?
I made a comment last year. I think it's the best coach team I've seen in my lifetime.
Wow.
And that means on defense, it's run fits. You never see fewest big plays against them in college football. Think about that. Fewest turnovers on offense. Fewest penalties. It's just everything you see them do, they don't make mistakes. Do I think they're as talented as a Georgia, Ohio State, Bama? I don't. I think the NFL draft will prove that. But Todd McShay, my dear friend, says it's also the most talented Indiana team in history. They have potentially five draft picks in the first round, which is cumulative of the last 8 years combined.
Wow.
So that tells you how good they are. But I've stood next to them, and it's a really, really good team that plays really well. That quarterback won the Heisman last week. I'm not sure when that comes out. This weekend, right?
Yep.
I think it's
Saturday night.
He won it. He won it in that game. And that I think he won it in the throw in the fourth quarter on the last drive.
That was a gutsy call, too. I mean, Cignetti doesn't seem to lack
six,
guts.
Yeah. Cignetti doesn't lack anything. Man. He's a different dog, but what a coach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How does – I understand – like, we all work – people want to hold coaches to different standards, right, because of their allegiances to one school. So I can understand Lane Kiffin's decision to go to LSU, but what does that do for the team going into their first ever playoff for Ole Miss?
I know Lane pretty well, and we were actually in conversation before he made that decision. You know, we actually talked about when I was at Utah, we were the first team non-BCS to make a BCS bowl game, and I took the job at Florida. And they invited me back
Bama.
To no, we beat Pitt.
Pitt, okay.
Bama was a couple years later.
Yeah.
But we were in the Fiesta Bowl, and the players asked me and the AD asked me to come back. We named Kyle Whittingham, so it worked out perfectly. And he was trying to equate the two of me when I left Florida to left Utah to go to Florida. It's a little bit different. You know, you're going to rival school.
Same conference.
and you're looking at a team that Ole Miss, when they're on.
Yeah.
I mean, they should have beat Georgia in that game, and I think Georgia right now is them and Ohio State are the most talented. So I got mixed emotions. You know, I can understand it. I've done it where you leave a program. But when you're leaving that team right in the middle of the run, the greatest thing I heard was when Charlie Wise Jr. went back and he's going to call the game. So if they would have took all the assistants, those poor players, you know, you're not going to win because they won't be prepared.
Totally. I know you do a ton of Big Ten, and I'm making this a little selfish here. Maryland didn't have the year they wanted. I'm a Terp alum. What do you think of Malik Washington, though, that freshman quarterback?
Yeah. Athlete, and I was with Loxley, by the way, the other day, and I've been friends with him for a long time.
Loxley's the man.
I'm glad he's staying.
Yeah.
You know, I know if you're going to make a change, and we saw that in Happy Valley, is that you make a change, you better have a plan.
Yeah, right.
And if you can say someone's better than Mike Loxley at Maryland, I'd actually like to meet that person. because I think Locksley is perfect for that job. And I know they've been a little bit like this, but I think he's a hell of a coach. The quarterback, him and along with the Tamon Williams Jr. at
yeah. The edge rusher?
At the quarterback at Washington.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And Michigan State, there's a bunch of young quarterbacks, and the Maryland's quarterback's going to be elite.
It's been fun to watch him and getting to know him a little bit. He was at this event that Jaden Daniels hosted the other night. He couldn't be a nicer, more humble, like well-spoken kid. Just on the pro level real quick, were you surprised at the season, at Jaden kind of having the ups and downs this year after the huge season last year?
You know, we're so busy, I didn't really watch much. I just kind of tried to watch my guys, and so I really didn't follow them.
I gotcha. And then you mentioned your ties to the Irish. How'd you feel with them on the outside?
That was tough. That was I've been very outspoken about the committee has to go away. Not that they're great people. I mean, Mark D'Antonio's on it, but you have me, Mark Ingram, Brady Quinn, Matt Leinart, and Bear Chris Felica, who really know the game. We can't come up with the 12, so they're in a position that when they said, when the chairman of the committee said, I'm going to have them go back and watch the first week, A&M or Notre Dame against Miami, I started laughing. Like, what are you watching? That was week one.
Yeah. Team is totally different now.
Yeah, but the one thing, you know, and I said this on Colin Cowherd as well, is they said, well, we think Notre Dame's a better team right now. And I said, okay. I thought Ohio State was better than Indiana too, but that's why you play the game. I mean, mm-hmm. So the minute Miami beat Notre Dame, in my mind, that one's over. That conversation's move on to other conversations. And you can say, well, I think they're better now. Who are you to say that? That's why they play the game. They lost.
Right.
Well, they're better now. Who says that? What, a committee member says that?
Sure.
Or I'm a pretty good analyst. I think they're pretty good. But they lost.
Yeah, the head-to-head's got to
matter. It's over. I mean, move on to other conversations about that. Now, you might say, you know, involve Alabama or BYU and all, but that conversation, everybody's got to move on from that and say they played already.
Coach, I know you're a busy man, got places to go. If you don't mind, we're going to try to auction this. We got Mike Mayock and Annie Agar so far, so you're joining elite
names.
Company here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, bro. Absolutely. Thank you for
appreciate
the time.
You, Coach.
Always appreciate getting to hear your insight.
Good to see you.
Watching you on Big Noon. Enjoy that, too. We got to get Big Noon to College Park, man.
Need we the were Terps there to... last year.
Yeah,
last year there.
This past year, no. But we're coming back. We're coming back.
Come on, Locks. Right. Get us back.
Thank you very much.
That right, is coach. Be cool, baby.
National
right,
championship winning coach, Mr. Urban Meyer. Hall of Famer, I should add. Thank you for the time, sir. Appreciate it. Here's what we're going to do. RG3 is going to join the program coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to take a quick look around the NFL, figure out what's going on in Ashburn. When we return, you're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
B. Mitchell Finley live in Baltimore, Maryland, on site at the Radio Row in advance of Army-Navy. If you're watching on the stream, you see some boys dancing. We are joined now on behalf of our friends at American Legion by the military social media sensations. That's what the copy says. Right. Austin Von Letkeman and Johnny Vargas.
No. We have Mandatory Fun Day and Viva La Vargas.
That's true.
That's true. What we have.
So, fellas, I mean – Austin, you've got over a million Instagram followers.
Johnny's
got over 100,000 TikTok followers.
Yes, sir.
But you're also active military members.
Yeah.
How the hell do you balance that?
How does that happen?
People ask us this often, and the answer never changes. How do we balance it is poorly.
Yeah. I think I know the answer. Which one takes priority?
The military, okay. Always, yeah.
So let's start with Austin. You have the Mandatory Fun Day on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
How did you land on that? What does that mean? Because clearly it resonates with people.
Yeah, so Mandatory Fun Day is an inside joke in the military and veteran community. And so you'll have unit functions, right? And a unit could be anywhere from, 50 people to hundreds of people, sometimes thousands. And the organization will do organizational days that everybody has to go to. And we call them the Mandatory Fun Days.
Uh-huh.
And so, my handle is kind of a play on that, and it very much fits my sarcastic, like, deadpan brand of humor.
Yeah.
But that's what that means.
And Johnny, for you, Viva La Vargas on TikTok, military skits. What are you guys trying to show to non-military members about military life?
Essentially, we're just trying to humanize the uniform and let people know, like, we're still actual real people at the end of the day. Like, it's not just – we're not just, like, some robots that, do the thing. We have lives. I've got four kids and a wonderful wife, and I've got dreams and aspirations. And one day that uniform's going to come off, so how am I going to benefit the rest of the world?
His eyes are up here. He's not a piece of meat.
Come on. You had me double-check, like, what I was doing.
Hey, look, so I asked this question, like, you're in the military, and people outside think there are certain things you can't do.
Yeah.
Have you ever been reprimanded or told you shouldn't do something? Because I know, like, if we have jobs. We have to watch certain things.
Yeah, sure.
The other person out there that don't work, they can do whatever the hell
they
want.
We have an HR department as well. Ours is just a little different. They'll curse at us sometimes. they'll make us, instead of writing a letter that we just have to work out.
Yeah.
And it seems like, you get to work out for free, but... No, it kind of sucks, but it's an interesting thing to navigate. But we've been told things, and we do. Austin and I both, to the best of our abilities, do everything we can to stay within the parameters of not being immoral, illegal, or unethical.
Yeah, there's DOD, Department of Defense directives.
So you say y'all try?
Yeah, wait. I mean,
have you always done it? Because like, I got somebody that pushed the envelope over here.
You know, they won't remember you unless you push a couple envelopes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I mean, sometimes people get frustrated or upset or whatever. You know, people have opinions. And there's any policy, there's gray, you know. And so sometimes you got to take a look
especially at that. If you're colorblind, then it's all gray.
Right, then it's 100% gray. But we we do our best to represent the service well. I think we do a good job. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, what Johnny said is absolutely true. A lot of people, there's a pretty hard maybe wall or barrier between, I think, civilians and the military. They're kind of two separate cultures.
Yeah.
But the military will give you everything you need to be successful. You don't need to be, you know, Steve Rogers. Anybody can join. You know, we're all just normal people, and the military will train you. But we love what we do. And sometimes it is tough to navigate. Uh-huh. Sometimes people do get frustrated, and you got to navigate that. But I think that what we're doing is a net positive for everybody.
So, Austin, I got to ask. You are a first lieutenant in the Army. You have over 1 million Instagram followers. Your Instagram page generates 50 million unique viewers per month. Mm-hmm. And yet you don't know how to put a microphone close to your mouth.
That's what I got. I pay audio guys for that.
He cackles, and you see him down there turning the gain down. Yeah. That's why it's so far.
So I'm curious. I imagine at this point, you guys are real assets to the military, both for what you do in service, but like with these types of the size of these social media accounts, like that's got to help recruiting and people understand, sure. Hey, man, you could do lots of things as a military member.
Yep.
When did that flip? Because I imagine for a while people were like, yo, we got to cut this out. These guys are messing up. And then it was like, wait a second, this is an asset. Was there a moment where you noticed that?
There was never really like – I never really had a period of time where people just wanted to shut me down. I mean, there's a handful of people that I've met over the course of – I've been doing this for about 4 years that didn't care for what I do. But that's opinions, and I don't operate my life based off opinions. But, yeah, I mean, I get literally hundreds of messages across every platform of people that are like, hey, I'm joining the military because of your videos. And I'm like, did you watch the videos?
Hey, tell me, that video may not be everything that you do.
Fellas, I know time is tight. I wanted you to tell me about the rivalry project with American Legion.
Yeah. So the American Legion's two pots of money, basically. It's a donation competition, Army and Navy, right? The money's all going to come together, go to the American Legion so they can continue their work after. But listen, the Navy's been catching up to us.
And we can't let that happen.
We cannot allow that to happen. Okay, we're Army.
It's ridiculous.
We're not sure if we're going to win the game, but we can win this, all right? So come on, guys. Yeah. Help us out.
There you go. Fellas, really appreciate it. This was fun. You guys are funny, dude. I get it. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Man.
All right. Austin Von Lechtemann and Johnny Vargas.
Mine's
I get
way
it that
easier.
One?
Yes.
All right, good. And what are the social handles?
Mandatory Funday on everything.
Mandatory Funday and
Viva La Vargas.
Viva
everything.
La Vargas.
That's
check
what
them
I was
out.
Doing earlier, Jay.
Well done, B. Well done. You're a professional. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.